Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
Stereo music power.
All right, you're alive. BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-45. In just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop artist Roman Defro. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, just hot indie music. That's it. All genres worldwide. All right, let me go ahead and bring my guest on in. Defro.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's good?
Nothing. It's all going real good. How about yourself?
Ah, wonderful. A little bit of a rainy day, but other than that,
yeah.
Cannot complain.
Yeah.
Cannot complain. I have your latest single, Flawlessly Imperfect. I have that ready on deck, so we'll go ahead and spin that for the listeners after I chop it up with you. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in and go ahead and introduce us to Roman Defro.
Okay, my name is Roman Defro, as you may know. I'm a young 19-year-old artist from Garland, Texas. And I just want to bring everybody great music, you know? I feel like it's time for a change. I feel like I'm the one that's going to bring that change.
All right.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's the reason for the good music needing as you stated, as being reintroducing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like cut you off.
No, it's yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's nowadays, like music is it's like the time for a new golden era. Because it's like now, it seems like there's lack of originality, I feel like. I just feel like it's like it needs to be another golden era for hip-hop.
Absolutely. Something in between. Definitely something in between.
Yeah.
So what motivated you to pursue a career in music and in entertainment industry?
Well, it all started when I was about 17 going on 18. My dad, actually, he had he produces, and so one day he's had the equipment for about 5 years before I like even thought about touching a microphone or anything or writing lyrics. So I happened to come home one day and I just see him doing this thing, and we just sit down next to each other and I just say, hey, and he asked me how school was and I said it was going good. Then we just talking. I was like, you know what? I'm bored. Can I try this? He was like, go for it. And so I made that song. It was to the instrumental of Dead Wrong by Biggie Smalls. And he said, after he played it back to him, he was like, this sounds good. And then I showed it to a couple of friends at high school. And they said, yeah, this actually sounds pretty good. And then I was like, you know what? Let me try this. Let me try a couple more records or songs or whatever. And they didn't turn out bad. So I kind of went on from there. And English was always my favorite subject. I actually love writing. I just never thought about actually writing lyrics for songs and stuff like that, but absolutely love writing.
Wow, that's good. That's outstanding, especially, you know, especially to like that class. Definitely.
Yeah.
So who are some of your musical influences?
Oh my gosh, I love listening to Kanye West. Most definitely. Kanye West, artists like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z. And I love artists in that nature. Especially, the reason I absolutely love Kanye West is because I listen to like a lot of his old albums, especially his first album, The College Dropout. And man, that album was just hands down one of my favorite albums I love listening to. Now I can't forget the legends like Eminem, Big, and Tupac, but there's something about that album. I couldn't dislike a single song from that. Plus his production skills were awesome. It was good. I love that album, especially Alice, songs like "It All Falls Down" and what else can I name? It was just good songs. I just love listening to Kanye West and Kendrick and stuff like that. And then Kendrick Lamar, he's a phenomenon. That guy's awesome. He's good at what he does. I've never seen someone so detailed with lyrics. Yeah, but those are my favorite. Those are like some of my favorite artists of this era.
All right, and you released your latest single you have that's titled "Flawlessly Imperfect." Inspired the track's title? What inspired the track's title, and what can the listener expect from the overall sound and the lyrical content?
Okay, so "Flawlessly Imperfect." So it was just I went to a party with a couple of friends one time. It was just a little small house party. And there was, like, a woman there or girl or whatever that just looked, like, just so gorgeous, just absolutely flawless. That's where the first part comes in. But she was just so gorgeous, but it's like once you get to meet her and find out who she actually is, it's just like, wow, you're not as good a person as I actually thought. And that's why I titled the song "Flawlessly Imperfect." And
wow.
When it comes to
that's the true colors.
Yeah. And that's when it comes to the lyrical content. You get on Instagram and you see, I'm not bashing anyone. Before it gets to any of that, I'm not bashing anyone. But it's like, you go on Instagram, and you see all these, like, a lot of women just posting pictures and stuff, talking about, oh, they're this and they're that. And that's where the chorus comes in. You're always talking like you're the shit. But come to find out, you aren't shit. I know it sounds kind of harsh, but that's where the lyrical content comes in, and that's where the title comes from. It's like, I'm trying to find a metaphor I can find for it. Just listen to this from the outside, but
I think I lost you. Are you there? Are you still with me?
Hello?
Yes, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure because there's a lot of movement that is on the mic on your phone, and so it's really hard to hear you.
I'm probably just, I was kind of like pacing. I'm going to probably just have to sit down. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, that's okay because you're going to end up hearing that throughout the interview because it's moving around. The mics are very, very sensitive.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just like firmly plant myself now then.
Yes, I apologize.
Did you need me to repeat anything? Or
no, that's okay. I just don't want to I just do not want to lose you accidentally, because sometimes when that happens, the switchboard, you could cut yourself off, and we cannot let that happen. So, anyways, going on to Flawlessly Imperfect. Go ahead.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, the Flawlessly Imperfect. I think that was your metaphor for how someone seems like they're perfect on the outside, but then once you get to know who they are, is that where you were going with that?
And then once you do to fly, you're not really your appearance does like appear mad actually added or the actual building.
All right. For some reason, I cannot seem to hear you at all. I'm not sure if it's the range of where you moved, but I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
Okay. Hold on.
There we go.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Okay.
So we caught the betrayal of the Flawlessly Imperfect track. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your B side there called titled Gallery. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Okay. Now Gallery, this was more of like a club song. Now these other songs, they're not usually what I play for, like I don't club songs, because there's a lot of people already doing them. But with me, I like to have a variety of music. I don't want to do just one thing. I don't like just having a lot of lyrical, over the top, over your head type of concepts all the time. I like to have fun a little bit too. See, so with Gallery, I made this one when I was 18, because I'm currently 19 right now. But I made this when I was 18, and the reason it's titled Gallery, because in the chorus, I say picture me, and then after picture me, though, that's the next bar. So with Gallery, I just wanted to have, like, the next song. Bob, too.
All right. Okay. So where can we go? Where can we go and get your music and follow your movement?
Oh, you can go to SoundCloud. And mainly the top spots that you would go for music: iHeartRadio. You can go to iTunes, Spotify. There's like a lot of different avenues I decided to put my music on.
Okay, and what about social media? Where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at Roman Defoe. You can also follow me on Instagram, and you can also follow me on Snapchat at
Hello. Hello?
Roman, take a photograph. A snapshot of something.
Yeah, you got Roman.
man. Get it. Oh, yeah.
Picture me living in a 20-room mansion. Picture me taking over, constantly expanding. Picture me as the lesser fall, I'm still standing. Picture me making opportunities advancing.
Well, it's been wonderful chopping it up with you. The storm made it a little difficult to understand, but I think the gist is out there. And but can you verify what your Twitter is so that they can follow you on Twitter?
Yes, my Twitter is Roman DeFroe in all lowercase. So if you can, just follow me on there. It's the same for Instagram as well.
Okay. All right, very good. That was kind of broke, was where it was breaking up before I lost you. All right, well, awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, before you leave on out, why don't you go ahead and take us on into this latest single, Flawlessly Imperfect. Take us out.
All righty. Y'all enjoy this next single, Flawlessly Imperfect. I thank you, BWD Radio, for having me on. Thank you again, Ms. V. I hope you have a good one. Peace out.
Anytime.
The only person you got is this
you. On a high hill, no held high like a downtown.
The dope with her designer clothes. Miss Lady pretty and pink, now from her hips to her toes. She don't have a job except the one on her nose. When the cameras come on, she strike a pose. Rely on niggas like Derrick Rose to buy her jewelry and stylish clothes. She envied by many. Many would kill for her looks. Pretty hazel eyes with tone thighs. Who can attract any guy? But she thinks you too fly. On the high heels, nose held high like a don't think. But it's taken enough to attract flies. All glory, no gut. Flat stomach, tight butt. As she wallow in the sorrow, she brainless, her head hollow. Self-esteem lower than limbo. Nothing but a bougie bimbo. Play your games like a Nintendo. Play your games like a Nintendo.
You always talking like you.
But eating salad for supper. In her possession, money is power. She don't bathe the water, she take gold showers. Yeah, she a gold digger. Only did rich with six figures. Go figure. Blood chick with a Barbie figure. Throwing up in the toilet to keep her figure. She wanna be famous, famous like Kim and Ray J. Wanna look like all the models. Hang out with celebrities and pop all the bottles. Don't give a damn if she got a spit of. All the rodents trying to cover, not a single squirrel getting a nut. And the little chickadee don't give a flip.
You always talking like you.
Because she thinks she better than everybody. The hottest goddess like Aphrodite with the skeleton body. A walking toothpick, a real uppity chick. Hanging over her shoulders, her back from the tricks. And fall for that she will, she can. Over many men, because they want the treat in the end. Every day her conscience tell her no one loves you. The not into you, they only want to get in you. Take off your jeans, tap it in the books. Her mindset is for animals. They only want to use you, abuse you, confuse you. You they everything, then they lose you. Can't believe in their lies. Silver tongues and simple tongues until they get tongue-tied. Caught them in a lie. Found that they got 4 kids and 5 wives. Out living 4 different lives. So don't believe in them if you think they're telling the truth. The only price that you got in this world is you. World is you. This world is you. The only price that you got in this world is you. It's you.
You always talking like you.
This world is you.